Parshas Vayera, as we well know, contains the story of the destruction of Sodom. Three malachim come to visit Abraham, and then two of them go on to Sodom. Chazal tell us one who came to destroy Sodom and one came to save Lot. And as the two of them go on their journey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, says, Bashem Amar Hamachasani Me Avraham Asherani Oseh, should I hide from Avraham what I'm about to do, to go and judge Sodom, potentially destroy them? And therefore Hashem says, Zakat Sodom V'amaraki Rabbah V'chatatam Ki Kavda Ma'od. And evidently, that statement, Avraham Avinu heard B'nevuah. And he immediately approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayigash Avraham, Vayomar, Ha'av Tispet Tzadikim Rasha, and he begins that famous bargaining. If there are 50 Tzadikim, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10 Tzadikim, to save, stop. So I have a very, I don't know if it's a simple question, but a very straightforward question to ask. Whom was Avraham trying to save? Was Avram trying to save the tzaddikim? Or was Avram trying to save the Rishayim? If you're going to tell me that Avram was trying to save the tzaddikim, then why do we assume that the tzaddikim needed to be saved? Was the Kadosh Baruch Hu planning to kill the tzaddikim together with the Rishayim? But if you're telling me no, Avram didn't need to beg for the sake of the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are going to be saved anyway. Avraham was coming to daven for the Rishayim. Then what difference does it make if they're 50 or 45 or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10 tzaddikim in the city? We're talking about the Rishayim. Why should the Rishayim be saved if they're 50 tzaddikim or 45 or 40? What difference does that make? And this is a question that the Rishonim and the Mefarshim deal with, and there's more than one answer. But I want to share maybe two, three answers of how this is dealt with. The first answer, the Radak, they come to answer another question that Mefarshim ask. What all of a sudden is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, should I hide from Avraham what I'm about to do? As if Avraham has a right to know. What's that based on? So some Mefarshim suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised Eretz Canaan, and it's bound within its boundaries, to Avraham Avinu. And what was included within the boundaries of Eretz Canaan? Sodom, and the cities around Sodom. And he promised him that land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was out to destroy that land. So it says, it's not right. I should give Avraham an opportunity. Maybe in defense, I'm about to destroy the land. Let me let him know ahead of time. Keeping that in mind, there's an interesting explanation that the Radak has. The Pasuk says, Ulai, Avram says, Ulai esh chamishim tzadikim b'socha yir, ha'af tispeh v'lo tisa l'makom. Are you going to destroy and not save the place? What does he mean, not save the place? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is that if there are 50 tzadikim v'nasati l'chol l'makom b'avaram, I will forgive the place, I will save the place. The Radak seems to say that Avraham came not to daven for the tzaddikim, who didn't need the davening, not to daven for the Rishayim, who needed to be destroyed. What was he davening for? The land. And now you understand, the land is associated with the Rishayim. The land is associated with the Rishayim, so you have to destroy the land. But what happens if the land isn't associated with the only Rishayim? What happens if there are 50 tzaddikim in the city, or 45, or 40, or 20, 30, or 20, or 10? So aren't those enough tzaddikim to save the makom? Why does the makom also have to be destroyed? So that's one approach. He wasn't davening for the tzaddikim who didn't need it, not for the shoyim who deserved it, but for the place, for the land. Rav Hirsch has a second explanation. Rav Hirsch picks up on the point that ulai yesh chamishim tzaddikim, the language says, b'sochayir. Ulai yesh chamishim tzaddikim b'sochayir. And then he says, b'sdom chamishim tzaddikim b'sochayir. What does it mean, in the city? Rav Hirsch says that Abraham was davening for the Rishayim, but for the sake of the tzaddikim. See, the tzaddikim who lived in the city, who intermingled with everybody, who had associations with everybody. So they knew the Rishayim. They were their neighbors, they were their acquaintances. Presumably the tzaddikim tried to be mashpia on the Rishayim. But imagine what it's going to be like for the tzaddikim if all those acquaintances get destroyed. Save the Rishayim for the sake of the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are b'sochayir, who are living in the city, who know these people. So according to Rav Hirsch, yes, Avraham Avinu is davening to save the Rishayim, but not really for the sake of the Rishayim. Save the Rishayim because it's going to cause such agmas nefesh, such anguish to the tzaddikim if the Rishayim get destroyed. Third possibility, what the Svarna seems to suggest. Avraham Avinu says, comes along, and he's davening for the Rishayim. Save the Rishayim. What difference does it make if they're 50 tzaddikim or 45 tzaddikim? What difference does that make? So Avraham Avinu says, save the Rishayim because there's hope. There's always hope. What hope is there? Yes, but Ribono Shel Olam, if there are 50 tzaddikim in the city, they can be mashpia on the Rishayim. They can have an influence on them. Don't give up on them. There are 50 tzaddikim, 50 mashpiyim, 50 great lecturers, who knows? Maybe they can save the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. And then Avraham Avinu comes along and says, and if they're only 45, we should give up hope. For 45 tzaddikim, they could also be mashpia on the city. And Hashem says, okay. And then he says, what about 40? What about 30? What about 20? What about 10? For 10 tzaddikim, 10 tzaddikim can still be mashpia on the Rishayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. And then the conversation ends. Why didn't Abraham start going below 10? Why did he start out saying if there are 8, if there are 6? So Mefarshim suggests something very interesting, different Mefarshim. That's Kenim Valiatos would say he didn't ask what happens if they're less than 10, because Avraham Avinu thought that for sure in a city the size of Sodom, what are you going to be able to find? You'll find a minion of tzaddik. He didn't ask for less than 10 because he didn't think he needed to. Implying that had he thought that they were less than 10, what would he have done? Kept on bargaining. The Nitziv says, based on a very sharp reading of the Pasuk, he didn't ask for less than 10 because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him an opportunity. As soon as he asked for 10, it says, Vayom elo ashchiz babu asara vayelach Hashem kasher kidla ledaber. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, Kav Yachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't willing to bargain anymore. But there may be a more straightforward explanation. Avraham Avinu doesn't ask what happens if they're less than 10? Because Avraham Avinu understood that if you can't find even 10 tzaddikim in the city of Sodom, then the chances of getting them to do tshuva really are slim to none. If there's 10, maybe there's hope. But if they're not even 10, then Avraham Avinu says, I realize it's not going to work. city the size of Sodom, if you don't even have a minion of tzaddikim, there's no hope for the people. Sheroim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'ot. Which tells us that Avraham Avinu, despite his tremendous chesed and rachamim, understood that if the people of Sodom are so evil, there really is no hope for them to do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu waited. Then they need to be destroyed. Avraham Avinu doesn't think that he's a bigger Baal HaRachamim than Ribono Shel Olam. So you come and you daven and you hope. But Avraham Avinu recognized that if we allow the Rishon to continue, it's a problem for everybody. Take a look at what the Medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, HaKitzakata Asta Asa. Check out the cry, the famous Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was going to check out, not that he needs to check out anything. The story is told about the daughter of Lot, who saw a wayfarer. Somebody was traveling in Sodom, and nobody in Sodom would help out the person. Nobody would give them anything to eat, and would die of starvation. And she secretly passed by and used to give him bits of food to eat so that he would survive. And the people of Sodom couldn't figure out how is it that this person was still alive. So they kept an eye, and then they caught Lot's daughter feeding this person. So they sentenced her to death. What does the Medrash say? Covered it with honey. The bees came along and stung her until she died. Because in Sodom they were so evil that they didn't even let the tzaddikim live. Not only is it okay to do bad, you're not allowed to do good. And when there's such evil in the world, even Avraham Avinu understands. It can't continue. We live in a world where much of the world is afraid to use the term evil. There are no good guys and bad guys. It's just a different story. Nobody's a murderer. Nobody's a terrorist. Everybody just has a different narrative. That's your perspective. But somebody else has a different perspective. We have to realize that there is a phenomenon called evil. There are at times good guys and bad guys. And we hope that the bad guys turn around and become good. But when there's no hope for the bad guys to become good, and the bad guys are out to destroy the good, then even if you're an Avraham Avinu, you have to understand that the Rishayim need to be eliminated. Because if you don't eliminate the Rishayim, then it's that Tzaddikim are going to suffer. And therefore, even Avraham Avinu understood that if there aren't 10 Tzaddikim in Sodom, if there's no hope for Tshuva, then unfortunately, as always, Kadosh Baruch Hu is right. In Sodom, needed to be destroyed. Lot would be saved. And his immediate family could be saved. But there was no one else there worth saving.